You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
When the date is, it doesn't mention that exactly what the date after Matan Torah is. Only thing that is mentioned, you have to count 50 days.
Do you know what day of the week was?
I'm sorry?
What day of the week?
Yes, we know.
What day?
Oh, you want me to tell you?
Yes.
Oh, it was on Shabbat.
Shabbat?
Yeah, Shabbat we received the Torah.
Shabbat?
Yeah, on Shabbat. But why on Shabbat, you mean? Why you received on Shabbat? That's the question. So, was that the So now, so there is no mentioning as far as when the date is, and also we don't have a special type of mitzvah because nobody doing business right now. Because when Pesach comes, people sell matzah, it makes a lot of money. And so when Sukkot comes, Arba Minim, you know how much the throw cost? At least $250. And the Sukkah, Arba Minim, but here, Matan Torah, nothing. Nobody's making money. Only the dairy product. What's the company? No. There's a famous company in Eretz Yisrael. What's it called?
Tenuva.
Tenuva, right. Yeah, Tenuva, they make. And also.
Flour.
I'm sorry?
Flour shop, they make money.
Ah, the bakeries. Yeah, that's true. Right.
Flowers.
Ah, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, also the minhag that we have, right? We decorate with Knesset and the house, lots of flowers and plants in the Bet Knesset. So now, here, one point is when we celebrate Pesach. What is the date on Pesach?
15th of Nisan.
15th of Nisan, you mean? Yeah, good, very nice. And then Sukkot, when do we celebrate it?
That's why we have calendar. We don't need to
remember.
15th of?
Tishrei.
Chazak Baruch. So we have 15th of Nisan. We celebrate Pesach, then 7-8 days later, that's it. You ate matzah, it's finished. And then Sukkot, the same thing, 15 of Tishrei, and then we have
7-8 days.
Then you have Simchat Torah, and then it's done. So now here, on the contrary, Matan Torah is not so, because it doesn't have a special date. So you could claim, I celebrated I celebrated Matan Torah on such a special date, on 6th of Sivan, so I observed the mitzvah. So now here the Torah says, no, there's no such a thing, because the mitzvah, learning Torah is on a daily basis. So that's why the timing doesn't mention. And we don't have like a special mitzvah to apply to this festival. Why? Because then you say, just like the matzah and the sukkah, I observe the mitzvah, the same thing with Chag Matan Torah. So what type of mitzvah you would do on Matan Torah?
Learning Torah?
No, like just the matzah and the sukkah, what would you do? What would be the option? No. No, it has to be a tangible mitzvah, like the matzah and the sukkah. No. Sorry?
Mishkan.
No, that has nothing to do with Torah. That's a minhag. And why? Because after Matan Torah, when they receive the laws about kashrut, so the utensils, they were not kosher to use. No. What type of mitzvah would be feasible for this chag?
chumash.
Yeah, you go to the gift shop and buy a chumash.
Okay.
Oh? You buy a chumash. Yeah. Huh? So you buy another one every year. Like last year, you made matzah every time, made the sukkah every time. You go and buy a chumash and leave it on the shelf and collect dust for the whole year. I never open it. It's like a museum. When you go to a museum, you don't touch anything. So now this hag is informed to us that you have to count 7 days. 7 weeks, I mean. 7 weeks you have to count. Why you have such a procedure to count 7 weeks? What's the connection with Matan Torah and counting 7 weeks?
Your position to get the Matan Torah.
Why 7 weeks? Why? Yeah, why there is such a procedure?
So 7 is the higher level, Shabbat, 7, everything is 7.
7 or 8?
7.
7? No, this is 50 days. You count 49 days. It has nothing to do with 7 days. You have to count 7 times 7. Like, let's say if somebody becomes impure, like, let's say, it says Lashon Hara, let's say. Or it has other type of impurity. Yeah. So what does the Torah requires? What it needs to do?
Wait 7 days.
It has to go out 7 days. So we have this procedure about 7 days of purity. So now, there's a special name that's given to last Shabbat. Shabbat that we had yesterday, it's called Shabbat Chatan. Right, that was for Shabbat, yeah. It's called Shabbat Chatan. What does it mean? That we are in the process of... Right, to make a chuppah, as Hashem made a chuppah for us. Put a mountain over our head and made a chuppah. So that means we arrange the wedding. Chatan v'kala with Ribono Shel Olam. So now, here... Matan Torah requires 7 times 7. That means you have to go through the procedure of the 7 weeks of purity. You have to become pure to be able to receive the Torah.
Yes, Rabbi, but from the beginning, why 7? Why you need 7 days for purity?
Ah.
Why not 9 days, 12 days, 16 days?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Yeah, that's a very good question. See, people don't get stuck in their past usually... Because they feel that's how it's going to stay. You know people that they're not happy and they're depressed?
Yes.
No. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. Yeah, Chas v'shalom.
Why
they're not feeling elevated, happy? Why? No, you can guess. I know you don't know. Yeah, because they think the past is part of them. Like, let's say when you drive, right, where do you look?
In the front.
Rear mirror. That's how you drive, no?
Back.
No?
No, the back is past.
So if you look in the rear mirror when you drive, what happens?
You see the life past. You get accident. That's the shadow.
You get an accident?
Yes.
So that means your life and other people are going to be in danger, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So why people, when they go through life and drive through life, they always look through past. Why?
Fear.
They're too busy with the back. They cannot look in the front.
No. See.
It's a virus.
It's a virus?
They are stuck in the past.
But no, the question is why? Why are you getting stuck in the past? Why are you looking in the rear mirror?
Because many people say this, the past is safe. It was already, it's safe. Future, you don't know what's going on, so...
No, but the past that you experience is painful. Why do you get stuck to it? Why?
Regret.
Regret, could be the regret, right? So that means you feel you should have done it differently. So now, So now you feel, you know, I made a mistake. Like let's say you go bowling sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah? So now it's a very interesting point that people went through the ball, yeah. Then their body moving, it follows the ball. Yeah. Then they move, they jump out, you know, they go back. Right? Yeah. You do that too? Is it gonna affect the ball that you throw?
Supposed to.
No, after you throw it.
No.
I mean, even though you do acrobat,
no.
You know, go here, what's gonna do the ball? It's already out of your hand, no?
Yes.
So I don't understand why you're moving around. You went in, you know, you let it go. So it's not gonna make any difference. Next time, you can grab it a different ball, then you focus better, your leg, your eye, your hand, and this. And bingo, what is it called?
Strike.
You mean strike. Well, when you throw it, it's out of your hand. Whatever move you make is not going to make a difference. It's passed, it's done, it's gone, done, it's finished. But here people, unfortunately, they act exactly as funny. That the past still is with them, they carry it on. See, that's how it is. You go through the day, another day, another day. It's 1 week. 1 week. So what's going to do? So here, the message here is, everywhere in the whole world, they believe there is a week. Is that true?
Yes.
And there's a month.
Yes.
Where do you get this from? How come you don't have like a country who holds, there's a 6 day in a week? There is such a thing. Why? Where do you get it from?
From Torah.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that why? That's how they got it. Isn't that interesting? Everybody in the whole world, they feel there's 7 days in a week. Because that's how it is. Here, Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, his project, in how many days? 7 days. And then after he created, what did he say? No. Vayar Hashem Kitov Mashasa. So now 7 days passed by and said, wow, beautiful. Top me out. People, unfortunately, they can never see Top me out. Everything is a complaint. Everything is negative. Why this happened? Why he did this to me? Why I have to go through this? So here we see that the task here is that you should understand. Yes, 7 days passed by. Now you have to carry these 7 days as an experience, not as a misery. It's not part of you. But that's what people do to themselves. And unfortunately, it's a virus that you give to other people. You don't leave, you don't let other people to live with you. To be able to have people to have a chance to live with you, you have to know how to live. And if you don't, so now here, back to what are we doing? And we have done. How many days has passed?
45 days.
45 days passed?
Yes.
Wow. Can you imagine from Pesach till now? We went through how many weeks? 6 weeks and?
It's unbelievable.
3 days? Can you imagine this?
No.
It's a very interesting point that in Arabic, and Ramban brings this, the Ayn and the Aleph, they interchange. So now, Yemei Omer actually, Persian they say Omr. Omr. What does Omr means?
Life.
So Yemei Omer actually,
life.
So now here, we have a training, you count. This is 1 day of my Omr. Not Omer, Om. 2 days of my Omr. So now here, 45 days of my Omr passed by. Huh?
Wow.
So now here, we learn in Parashat Emor, it says, Mimachoat HaShabbat Tisperu Lachem. What is it, Lachem? For me? What is it for me? That means Yehudi should understand day pass by. You go home tonight and you have your supper. I think it says, what did I do today? What did I gain today? What did I add to my umr? What did I do? And sometimes the answer is very scary. So what do you do? You run away. You run away. And then what happens? You go to different sites, just like on your laptop. Say, you know, it's all his fault. It's all his fault. He made my life terrible. All this sorrow that I go through is all because of him. Him, 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 him. That's what he does. Why? Because he doesn't have mission in life. That means whatever has happened in the past, fine. Why? You have to go through whole life with this misery and blaming other people. So here we learn that arrived to Matan Torah has nothing to do with the date, has nothing to do with mitzvah. It's only relates how you disconnect from all these negativities. God, tahara, purity. Purity means that I don't let other people bother me. I don't let people aggravate me. I don't let people to make me unhappy. If you have such a condition, that means you are tahor. That means nobody is the cause of you being unhappy. Then you can say, I'm pure. But if you still stuck in the past and you blame other people and you say all your fault or his fault and this and that, you're not tahor.
Many people carry these suitcases for 8 years.
Some people about 500 years they carry it. At least 500 years.
What about the Beit HaMikdash and the Mon? All the stuff that he won from the past, what is this? Is something?
I'm sorry, what happened?
We won the Beit HaMikdash, we lost the Beit HaMikdash and we still cry on it. And we every year we come back to it.
Yeah, that's a reminder as Harambam in Hilchot Ta'anit brings that why, like let's say the occasion that we went through, but let's say students of Rabbi Akiva, okay, they did something wrong, it has nothing to do with me. Yeah, they didn't respect one another, or let's say, Bezat Hashem, we're not going to have like the all misery of the Av and Chuban B'Tayim, but this year is not going to have, not have a Tisha B'Av. Because the Rambam explains the reason is we committing the same fault that they did, the same mistake that they did, and that's why we have to remind ourselves. That means as long as the matter is not being fixed, so we have to remind ourselves what happened in Beit HaMikdash. What happened with students of Rabbi Akiva? Why? Because the same thing is going on.
But these people, they do the same thing. They want to correct the mistake that they did in their life. So they want to correct it. They want to learn from the mistakes. And so they remind
them. No. We're reminding ourselves to not commit it. But one, yes, we have a concept, Hatati Nakdi Tamid. And the Tehillim says, my mistake is in front of my eye. What does that mean? If I'm not supposed to remind ourselves, right? So why has to be in front of my eyes? The reason is I would not repeat it, not to be stuck in it.
Yeah.
The whole reason here is that I have a responsibility to not fall in the same trap as many do. Happened to be a king that decided to make a very nice palace. You know any kings?
What?
Yes.
Palace.
Palace, wow. Yeah,
very, very nice one.
In the sand?
No. Very nice, beautiful, special palace. So now in one part of the palace that, you invite people to have like meeting rooms from other countries, he wanted to do something special. So he decided to hire 4 expert the designer to paint the walls. the four highest designers, painters. So they were picked, and they were given an assignment to paint the walls. So three of them, you know, they worked very hard, you know, as far as what type of design they should make and so on. One was a little bit, you know, not too serious. You know, start going to Palm Springs, go to Hawaii, you know, to Canada, you know. So the time, you know, was up. You know, they had the certain time to finish it. So you see, a few days before the project was supposed to be concluded, they see a big, big truck coming. And they see this, the fourth one has a lot of workers. And they're taking out the truck, very big mirror, huge mirror. So they bring it in, then install it on the fourth wall. So now the other three painting on the wall was reflected on the fourth mirror. You know, what a genius idea. So now the king comes, like the wall, beautiful, wow, such a magnificent painting. The other one, wow, amazing. The other one, extraordinary. Look at the fourth one, wow. You see the reflection of all the three walls on the mirror. So the other three, they were a little bit disappointed. You know, this guy didn't do nothing. Now he grabs all our work, and then the king probably give him triple time. So now the time comes to get paid. So the king commands the treasury to bring all the coins, gold coins, and place their salary, the gold coins, in front of each wall. So now the fourth one notices there's no bag of corn, against the wall. So he asks, didn't you like my wall? So obviously, this is the best one. So where's my salary? Is this on the mirror? You can take it.
Three, actually.
Yeah, three of them. Yeah. Kalakadosh, this parable, this mashal, it relates to our timing we go through. Matan Torah means work. Shiva Shavuot, Yemei Tahara. Yemei Tahara is a very detailed halachot. You know, you have to go through many details to bring a korban, it becomes night, and so on. So here it means to arrive on 6th of Sivan, you have to be really, really prepared. And this is the only festival that is commanded in Torah Kedusha. That you have to have preparation. No other chag. We don't have such a thing. It never mentions that you have to prepare yourself 3 days before or anything like that. Why? Because we have meeting with the creator of the whole world. You know, other cults, they say like somebody that was walking in the desert and it was hot, became hot. So he had some imagination. Only single people out there. But we claim that the nation heard the Creator. Nobody can claim such a thing. And that's what exactly the whole beautiful concept of Matan Torah here is. That we have a duty that to be occupied with our Torah, the book, the heavenly book that Hashem has given us. And this timing is a very precious time. The more we prepare ourselves and we get ready for Matan Torah, so then we create a greater vessel for greater bracha. Shashem yizakenu, shenizkeh, bezad Hashem, v'chodesh mali yeshuot, asamachot, l'kol am Yisrael, amen, k'el atzon.
Tehaleka, hale aleluka, kol hanshama.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.